Maybe it is time to speak about matters of our daily life in this planet, in this life. It's very good to be humble. My Sheikh used to say, a dog could be our teacher. And loyalty and patience of a dog, it would be hard for a human being to achieve. But it is also important that we should really know who we are. Allah Ta'ala has spoken to our souls in the alam arwa, and we have responded to him. He said, am I not your Lord? And we said, indeed you are. This is a contract. Do we remember that talk with our Lord? Certainly not, because we are not in contact with our soul in our heart. Allah Ta'ala says that he has created us as his best creation. Then he reduced us to Asfar al-Safirin, to the worst and worst, so that we could raise ourselves back to the state of Ahsen-i Takvim. He says that he has honored the mankind. He said that he has created us in his own image. He has no image. He has created us in the image of his asma, of his attributes, of his rahmah. He has blown into us from his own soul, our soul. He has taught us his own names, placed his own divine attributes in ourselves, and he has made us his khalifa on the face of this world. And he has given us all what we need and more to manifest all these things which he has given us. And from that place of alam arbah, of unity and beauty, we have descended into this corpse of loneliness and of unknown problems which this world daily creates in front of us. And in this world of loneliness, in this short life, with all those pain and problems every day which comes our way, we have to prove that we are worthy to all these incredible gifts which he has bestowed upon us. He also says in a hadith Qudsi, I do not fit into the heavens and earth which I have created, but I fit into the believing heart of my loving servants. Our hearts, of which we are not even aware, the house of our soul, of which we are not even aware. Our hearts belong to this world and to the foolish goods of this world. We have turned our hearts into a stable and put the animals of this world in it. Yet in the most beautiful hadith Qudsi which I have ever come to know, please open your ears and listen carefully. Allah Ta'ala said, I have a palace, Allah Ta'ala says, greater than my arsh and my kursi, richer than all the treasures in my Jannah. Its foundation sits on faith. The sky above it is knowledge. Its sun is yearning for me. Its moon is love for me. Its stars are thoughts. Its clouds is occult intelligence. Its rain is rahmah, compassion. Its rivers is service in my name. Its gardens is obedience. The fruit of its trees is gentleness and kindness. This palace stands on four columns. They are called Haya, the shame of our state, in spite of Allah Ta'ala's gift, and Tawakkul, trust in Allah Ta'ala, and Sabr, patience with the trials of this world, and Shukr, and thankfulness to Allah Ta'ala. And it has four gates, which is called ilm, knowledge, adab, good behavior, tawheed, unity, and zikrullah, remembering Allah Ta'ala. Know that that place is the heart of my loving, faithful servant, and I reside in it. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Amen.
That Baytullah, which is right in our chest, we have dirtied it. We have made it into a zoo, putting the wild animals of this world in it. Oh, the merciful Lord, please help us to chase those animals away from our hearts, to cleanse it, to decorate it, to beautify it with obedience and love and the strength of faith, so that it turns back into being a Baytullah. Ameen. Bi hurmati Sayyidina Al-Salim, Sahaba Al-Qasim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad.